no new measures are taken, our citizen population, our birth rate has reached a new low. Our preliminary resident total fertility rate, TFR, for 2025 is 0.87. This is a significant drop from the TFR of 0.97, many of you quoted, the year before, and much lower than the TFR of 1.24 just a decade ago. At the same time, our population is aging faster than ever, with the baby boomer generation now in their 60s and beyond, and I'm one of them. Last year, one in five citizens was aged 65 and above, compared to one in eight in 2015, just 10 years ago. This is an existential challenge. What does 0.87 mean? Well, let me try to illustrate. Assuming our TFR stays at 0.87, thereabout, based on a simplistic calculation, just to keep it simple and illustrate, for every 100 residents today, we will have just 44 children. And we will just have a mere 19 grandchildren. That's a third generation. That's the effect of 0.87. Over time, it will be practically impossible to reverse the trend because we will have fewer and fewer women who can bear children. PM said, we have not given up. And he emphasized, we will not give up. Let me add one more. We cannot give up. Low birth rates and an aging population will profoundly reshape our nation, our society, and our economy in the years ahead of us. Even with immigration, the growth of our citizen population has slowed over the decade, falling from an average of 0.9% per annum over 2015 to 2020, 5 years, to 0.8% per annum over 2020 to 2025, 0.9 to 0.8% last 5 years. Last year, it grew just 0.7%. If no new measures are taken, our citizen population will start to shrink by the early part of 2040s.